First, I'll just introduce myself so you know who's speaking to you. My name is Pierre Lemire. I'm a Conservative MP. My riding is right beside Ottawa. And I'm a pro-life MP, a pro-family MP. And I'm now sitting in the seat that used to be held by Don Boudria. So it was a big change in the riding, and it's a change in our government as well. So first, I'd like to welcome you here today. I appreciate you coming. Our speakers appreciate you coming. And especially to hear about this important topic, which is euthanasia and palliative care. The more that we learn and know about palliative care, I think the less influence that the argument for euthanasia has. And we're fortunate today that we have two special people who are joining us, two speakers. The first I'd like to introduce is Dr. Margaret Caudill, and I'll give you just a bit of background on her. Dr. Caudill is a palliative care physician and a clinical instructor at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, which is where she lives. She also teaches in the communication and clinical skills courses, as well as a palliative care course. She's worked as a physician in Ohio, Nova Scotia, and British Columbia since earning her medical degree, which she earned in 1978. And Dr. Caudill is a regular speaker at conferences on topics such as care for the terminally ill, caring for aging loved ones, and bioethics. And she's paid special attention to protection of human life, which is one thing that concerns each of us here. She was also a medical consultant on the Focus on the Family book called Complete Guide to Caring for Aging Loved Ones. And again, just to fulfill or complete a little more of the resume, she is a member of the Canadian Society of Palliative Care Physicians. She's a member of the American Academy of Hospice and Palliative Medicine, the Christian Medical and Dental Society. So it's with great honor that we have Dr. Caudill with us. I'd also like to introduce Bobby Schindler. And this is a name that you probably know. We've had a couple of high-profile cases involving euthanasia here in Canada, but also in the United States. And Terry Schiavo was one of the most well-known. Certainly in the United States, and that news was certainly covered up here in Canada. So we're very honored to have Bobby here with us today. Bobby joined us from Florida, so I thank you for making the trip all the way here to Canada. And Bobby works full-time for the Terry Schindler Schiavo Foundation, which is a nonprofit group dedicated to ensuring the rights of disabled, elderly, and vulnerable citizens against care rationing, euthanasia, and medical killing. And Bobby's going to be speaking to us today about his family experience and of his sister, Terry. Before we do get started, I would like to make just a short presentation. As MPs, we can do that. We can take the floor and hold it just a little bit longer. I've got two slides here, and what I'd like to do is present them, one to Bobby and one to Dr. Caudill, just before we get started. A Canadian flag, because I find that the work that you're doing is of great service to us as parliamentarians here in Canada, but to Canadians as well. So I would ask you to please accept a flag on each on my, well, from me and from my fellow parliamentarians.